Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I don't know why I'm so mellow today. Maybe just because I felt like I just didn't feel vested in yesterday's game. I mean, we've talked about, I think we've all talked ad nauseum about what happened last week, where we're going last week. I just don't know where the team's going right now. I just don't get it. The play calling was really confusing to me. It was confusing. I still, we've got a defense that can keep you in every game.
I don't understand what they were trying to do play calling wise.
I think the Steelers had a good game plan for the Browns defense yesterday. They were able to, you know, they were slashing yards early in the game that we just haven't seen anybody do all season long.
The Steelers had only 9 points in the first half.
Yeah, defense
was okay.
Worse that they're in every game defensively and it makes you think, oh, they could do this? And then we all have like these magical epiphanies that we think the team's going to come back, even though they're down by 20. I'll even give you this. They had 9. They were down, 11 at one point there or somewhere around that. And you're like, oh, yeah, they'll do this. And then I'm like, well, yeah, they can't get over 20 points. Why are you even getting emotional about this? There's no way. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is either. It doesn't. Get me to 20 points and I'll start to believe at some point.
It's 11 straight games of 17 or fewer points.
And what, they have 3 since Flacco had those 300-yard games 2 years ago of 20 or more since then? 20-some games? Three times they've gone over the 20 threshold. That's ridiculous. I say it over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Like, get some pride, guys. Get some pride. Everybody else in the NFL is averaging 21.3 points per game or 24.3 points per game.
It's not pride, Andy. They don't have talent.
And I don't even know if it's the pride of the players that are out there, whether it's talent or not. I also just, I don't understand some of these play calls. I just don't get them. And I understand that once you say hike, everything is in the quarterback's hands. Although I also think that they've done Gabriel no favors at all. None. The only time that he was in a good position on this team was the moment that he got drafted until the moment they drafted Shadur. And now on Sunday, they go up against the Dolphins and he struggles. Man, we got big. The fans are going to go nuts. Those fans that bother to go to the game, they're going to be screaming for Shadur.
I received this text. You tell me, and this is from a buddy of mine, and I don't agree with him. He said, so how long does Haslam tolerate Stefanski sticking with Gabriel when his seemingly only equity is being drafted 2 rounds ahead of Sanders? Is Sanders better? We don't know. But he can't be worse than what we saw yesterday with Gabriel leading the way. Different years, same questions, but with different names. I'll be honest. I thought Dylan Gabriel was just fine for a second NFL game, being asked to throw 52 times behind an offensive line that didn't pass block very well, allowed him to be sacked 6 times, as Joel Bitonio said yesterday, and he was hit 16 times, I believe the count was. As Joel Bitonio said, when you ask the guy to throw 60 times, he's going to get hit. That's your best offensive lineman saying that.
It's true. Gabriel has never been put into a spot. The play calling right now, I just don't know. He's mobile. He's mobile. I don't know if he's mobile or not because he's not in any kind of play that makes me think that he's mobile. Or, I've seen him duck out of a couple pocket pressures that he's been able to get out of. We've seen that 2 weeks in a row. I don't want to judge this guy right now like he's a 5-year veteran. He's a 2-game veteran. That's it. If you want to call that a veteran. He's got 2 games under his belt, and we're crushing him because, let's face it, the other guys, we're not. Well, you and I aren't crushing him, but I'm listening to everybody else crush him because the other guy's more entertaining. because his father was the king of entertainment when it came to the NFL.
More hype around him. Could he be better? Maybe.
I don't know. And by the way, I want to watch him play too. I want to see what Sanders can do. Gabriel is. This is possibly the worst position any rookie quarterback's been in whenever. I don't even
when
know.
When it comes to problems on the offense, I don't think Dylan Gabriel is even in the top five. I don't think he's even in the top five. Play design, play calling, wide receivers, offensive line. There's four right there, right off the top of my head. Peter is in Westlake. He called 216-474-0092. Peter, good morning to
Hello,
you.
Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm calling because I'm frustrated with the fact that the 2025 Cleveland Browns are averaging less passing yards per game, rushing yards per game, and points per game than the 2015 Cleveland Browns, the 2016 Cleveland Browns, the 2017 Cleveland Browns, and the 2024 Cleveland Browns. That's just historically, that's just bad. I mean, and those were awful teams, and we're worse than those teams. Total yards per game, less, completely less than all four of those seasons. And the frustrating thing is that when Stefanski gets asked after all these games, like, What are you doing? Like, he just keeps saying, well, we got to be better. We got to look at the tape. We have the list of things that we need to do. It's like, yes, we know what needs to be fixed too, because we have eyeballs. And guess what? They are the same things that we keep asking you about week in and week out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Clearly, you're not fixing them. You can't block. You can't catch. You can't. You can't drive the ball downfield. You can't get out of your own way. You can't have. They don't not have stupid penalties that kill drives. They don't have stupid penalties that are personal fouls because they don't know how to stay level-headed when teams start jawing at them. It's like, what are you doing during practice during the week, man? What is going on? You keep saying we have the list of stuff to do. You're not doing it.
Would you like chicken liver?
I don't like chicken liver. It tastes like metal.
Some people say it tastes like chicken.
Some people can make chicken liver, but not if you start with something else. And what I'm going to say here is this. I thought the play calling was bad yesterday. All right, that was on Kevin. There's only so much you can do with the talent you've been given to work with on offense. I think he should have run the ball a lot more. I do. That's the strength of the offensive football team, and they didn't do it. It makes me think this. Either you completely butchered the play calling, or you've been given marching orders this year that the results aren't as important as the information that you're going to find out. You know, if anybody thought this team was built to go to the playoffs this year, I think you never heard that come out of my mouth. I think that's foolishness. The wide receiving crew is lacking. I mean, take a look at some of the wide receiving crews around the NFL. They're guys who make plays. The guy that our team is basing its offense around at wide receiver, Jerry Jeudy, has struggled. Let's just leave it at that. Okay, mm-hmm. I think Jerry's a competent NFL wide receiver. From the day they brought him in, I said, don't get all excited and start talking number one, because just because you're somebody's number one doesn't mean you're comparable to other teams' number ones, because he's not. Doesn't mean he can't play in the league. He certainly can. But you didn't add any big talent to that wide receiving group.
Tell me that Joe Flacco wasn't the happiest guy on earth yesterday, even just for a moment, when Jamar Chase made that unbelievable touchdown catch yesterday.
He's throwing to sports cars, man.
I mean,
Chase and Higgins.
That guy was all over Chase, and I have no idea how he caught that touchdown pass with one arm. That was incredible. And you think, I mean, Joe got to 18 yesterday. So congratulations.
Jerry's in Lakewood. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. You know what?
What?
Joe did score 18 points. Now, let's be honest.
Is that an accomplishment, Jerry?
Joe had two touchdown passes. He didn't kick those field goals. Just so you know. Oh, and by the way, how about McPherson? Did you see the 67-yarder that didn't count? Oh, man. Tell me you didn't feel bad for him on that one. I wanted it to go through.
The Bengals had 18 points. Joe was quarterback. Everybody, you guys were preaching, now we got to get rid of Joe.
Wait. What point? Hey, don't tell me that I was saying get rid of Joe Flacco. You're 1,000% wrong. I never once said get rid of Joe Flacco. So if you're going to bring it, you better come with knowledge. But
he's got an offensive line.
I got it, but don't tell me that I said something that I didn't say. I never once said get rid of it. Say you're sorry, and then we'll go on with the phone call. Say you're sorry. Oh, Jerry's not happy. Did you ever once hear me say get rid of Joe Flacco? Ever?
I thought you were going to build a statue for the guy.
Don't have bad info, man.
I said you never should have brought him in.
Jeff, here's the other thing that's driving me nuts. Everybody lumps everybody together.
Oh,
Ken says something stupid on the morning show, that doesn't mean that we said something stupid in midday.
Are you saying Ken said something stupid?
No. Or Anthony. Here, Anthony can take it. Anthony. If Anthony said something stupid to try to drive clicks, it's not like we said it. Just be right. Don't accuse me and Jeff of things that we didn't do. That'll get you run quicker than anything ever. And we don't run anybody. We don't. We get yelled at. We get called into meetings. You know, you let that caller go too long. Why did you let that guy go as long as you did? You know why? Because Jeff and I want to hear what you have to say.
Not really.
But don't be an idiot and tell us something that we didn't say. Okay? Thank you.
Larry's in East Cleveland. Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Welcome to the show, day. Larry.
It's a great time to jump in on the show.
Listen, I was looking at Dillon Gabriel's combine stats. And they said he threw a ball almost 75 miles per hour.
Yeah, he's got Larry, he has a strong arm.
Yeah, well, why not just not show it short-wise? Why not show it deep? Because with speed comes distance. So if he can throw a ball that fast, there's got to be some distance behind there. We haven't seen him throw a ball 30 yards or more since he's been quarterback.
Agree. He did. The one time he did, it was the last play of the half.
The Hail Mary
that got intercepted. And then, but it didn't count because there was the play came back.
And then they didn't throw another one.
And then they didn't do it again. Although I wonder if Isaiah Bond has a bump on his head from the ball that he didn't see yesterday that bruised through his helmet.
Yeah, I wish it had it. I wish that had knocked him down, you know.
Shaking your head over there.
Okay, guys.
Hey, Larry, they asked the poor kid to throw 52 times yesterday. Behind an offensive line that let him get hit 16 times and sacked 6 times.
I get it, Jeff. That's like a starting pitcher going, you know, into the 12th inning and not having a break. You know what I mean?
Larry, I don't get it, Larry. All right, Larry, thank you very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.